Support for NPR podcasts comes from Pabst Brewing, supporting live music and local artists nationwide, and proud supporter of NPR Music Podcasts at PabstBlueRibbon.com.
Welcome to another edition of What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rob Sachs.
Rob, what are we talking about today?
Well, Mike, today we're going to go straight to the face and conquer the always traumatizing dilemma of zits, or pimples, or whiteheads, or craters of shame, as I like to call them.
COS, craters of shame. What's the first thing we need to know?
Well, the first thing we need to know is what a zit actually is. And for this, I consulted Brian Bouye. He's the fashion and grooming director over at Men's Health Magazine. And he said that zits are made from this thing called sebum, which he described for me in graphic detail.
It's kind of gross, waxy substance that gets trapped in the pores of your face.
And I think we should say at this point, if you are listening to this podcast over breakfast, we're sorry. So you've just shared the sort of interesting information a teen might like to know as he ponders into the mirror and looks at the pizza face staring back at him. But the big question he and everyone who's ever had a zit is, do you pop it or don't you pop it?
Right. I think that's a Shakespearean phrase, to pop or not to pop. That is the question. Here is what Brian says.
Every dermatologist I've ever talked to will tell me, do not pop the zit.
Isn't that a total bummer?
Yep. It's one of those answers where experts say, and then everyone does the opposite. There's no fun in not popping the zit.
Right. I mean, not popping the zit is the golden rule, but the golden exception would be don't pop unless you gotta pop. And when you gotta pop, that may mean like, hey, maybe, you know, we're journalists, maybe we have an interview with a foreign dignitary, and you can't just have a huge whitehead staring the other person down. That's gonna throw off your interview, Mike.
Would be seen as a huge insult, especially to the Jordanians.
Yes, they're very offended by big zits.
Mm-hmm.
So what Brian says, if you're going to pop, don't do the squeeze thing. He says what you want to do is sterilize a needle, light it over a flame or something, not too long, you don't want to burn yourself, and just like do a little jab on your face just to get the pus out.
Are you going to play a clip?
No, you have to
Are you just going to leave me to ponder that this guy's advice is to burn a needle and stick it in your face? That's better than two fingers? What, are you crazy?
He says the more you squeeze, the more you're messing with your face, the more redness and blotchiness that you're going to get. He says the least amount of damage you can do for your face, that's the best. But there's no fun in it. You know, half the fun of popping a zit is you work it, you get it, and then it pops, and it's like, ah, yay, score.
It's instant gratification. Imagine if you could pop the fat on your belly. You know, I need to lose 20 pounds. I'll just pop the fat.
I guess that would trump popping a zit. But like I was saying, Brian says you just don't want to mess around with your face.
The skin on your face is the most sensitive, thinnest skin on your entire body. So, you know, have fun at your own expense if you want, but just be careful how you treat the skin on your face. That would really be the only thing I would say.
So maybe if you have a back zit, that's the one to pop, not the one on your face.
Exactly.
Give me a coping mechanism, a strategy for how to deal with the zits in your life, how to live with them.
Well, you have to go to the pharmacy and get some of the products. You might remember from your teenage years, Clearasil or Oxy, you know, Oxycute the Zit. These products are good because they contain three main ingredients. One is benzoyl peroxide, which kills the bacteria in your face. The other is this thing called salicylic acid, which unclogs your pores. And Brian was very big on this.
If there's only one word you remember from all of this acne talk, it's salicylic acid.
And the last thing he says is the product should include sulfur, which he says reduces the inflammation and causes the redness to go away. But you know, if you don't have Clearasil, if you don't have Oxy, there's a household product that will actually do the job almost just as well. Do you know what that household product is, Mike?
Is it floor wax or a dessert topping?
No, it's this.
Toothpaste.
You would never guess it, but, you know, let's say you're out on the road, you got a huge zit, you're like, oh, what do? I don't have Clearasil. Stick some Colgate on it. Next day, watch out. That little sucker's going to go down a bit.
So Crest not only combats the cavity creeps, but the pimple punks as well.
Exactly.
Have you thought of any strategies in dealing with zits, Rob?
Well, Mike, I'm going to share with you now what I call my dirty little secret. And I have been dealing with zits since puberty, you know, so many, many years. And it started off with a little trip to my mother's medicine cabinet where I discovered the wonders of makeup. And you know what? This is what every man needs to have.
It's like your secret weapon that you have to pull out every couple of times a year or however often this happens.
But here's the thing, Mike. You can't let other guys know you have this. You have to stuff it in your sock drawer. You have to hide it away from everyone else, because someone sees you have makeup, they're like, what's going on here? The other thing you have to know, though, too, is you have to match it to your skin tone, because if you get the wrong one, you end up looking like a clown.
Well, Rob Sachs, he's here with explaining all of life's little secrets. It's a feature he calls What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rob Sachs.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with Bluetooth phone connectivity. Learn more at Acura.com.